Pippa Hudson, lines are always open on 021 446 0567.
The guests joining me in studio right now are two incredibly inspiring women who are challenging perceptions about disability wherever they go. With us today, Down Syndrome Ambassador Cherie Brainart and her mom Suzette, who have just released a book about their journey together. Cherie, Just the Way I Am, is published by Lux Verbi and is the story of Cherie's extraordinary life and of her mom's unwavering support along the way. When I say the word extraordinary, what do I mean? Well, for one, Cherie is an international public speaker. She has represented the Down Syndrome community all over the world, speaking at international conferences. She's been declared Woman of the Year here in South Africa. She's won the President's Award. She's even appeared in the popular soapy Binnenlanders. And for another thing, she was the first person with Down Syndrome to attend a mainstream school in this country, and so far remains the only person with Down Syndrome to obtain a college diploma in South Africa. They are extraordinary achievements. Cherie, welcome to the show. We're so pleased to have you with us, and to your mom, Suzette. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much.
If I may, I know we're not quite as exciting as Binnenlanders, but we're very glad to have you with us. I have plenty to ask you, Cherie, but if I may, I'd like to start with your mom, Suzette, with the story as it began that day back in Bloemfontein in 1982 when Cherie was born. Did you have any idea that the baby you were carrying would be born with Cherie's particular challenges?
I was 25 years old. I was looking forward to a baby. I was very afraid to raise a baby, being 25 years old. And at that stage, we didn't see any need to do any tests. So there's no problems in the family or something like that. And they didn't catch the problem with the amniocentesis, or not with a sonar. Mm-hmm. We didn't do an amniocentesis. So when she was born, it was a shock. It was a new way of thinking. I remember my husband sitting next to me just after her birth, and he just became very sad. And I asked him, what's wrong? And he said, he's very tired. And I said, okay, I had the baby and you're tired. It doesn't seem right, but okay, if that's what you, how you feel. And I couldn't see it. But he saw the Down syndrome features. And then the next morning, the doctor came and said, there's something wrong with the baby. And I still thought, Moi, you studied for 13 years, so you will put the things right. Mm. And then when I told my husband, he said, didn't you see it? So that was, it was a shock, but I was still so, so glad that I had the baby. Mm. When the doctor came in, he said, but he didn't want to tell me because he was afraid that I would be very sad. I said, well, if it was a stillbirth, I would be very sad. But I have a beautiful little baby that I'm going to take home. But I was very scared.
As we all are as first-time mothers, but more so in your case. I mean, it seems like such a small thing that one extra chromosome can make such a difference. But in reality, it does have a huge impact on virtually everything about a child's development. Can you just briefly explain for us, the variation that Cherie has is called trisomy 21. What did that mean for her future development?
There's three kinds of Down syndrome. The one is mosaic. Then the baby is not that behind, and then you have the translocation. Translocation normally is hereditary, and then you have trisomy 21, which is 90% of the cases. So yes, you have a little bit oblong face or round face. You have the epicontic folds. The eyes look a little bit different. The ears are a little bit lower. I have a problem finding the glasses because the one ear is also lower than the other one. That's quite sweet. When the baby is still in the mother, normally there's a very thick skin fold, mm-hmm, in the neck. Then you have the crease in the hand, that's different, and in the feet, but that's just outside. Mm. Then they tend to have heart problems and eyesight problems and hearing problems and intellectual problems and growth problems. And later on, Alzheimer's disease, which is when they didn't get that old, nobody knew that Alzheimer's would become part of them. But nearly half of the older Down syndrome people do have Alzheimer's disease, and then thyroid problems when they get older. So you get different kinds of problems. But I think a lot of us also have different problems.
Absolutely. And you decided very early on while you were still in the hospital that that list of problems was not going to be the thing that defined the way you parented Cherie. You decided that you would take her out as a normal child, that she would be totally integrated into your world, and that people would see her and get to know her and get to love her as you already did. How difficult was that? Because you had all the love in the world for your baby. Did you struggle with how other people reacted to her?
After her birth, I was still teaching at the school, and the children were fantastic. They all came with flowers, and my friends came with flowers. And actually, I didn't realize at that stage how many people still put their children in institutions back then. I just thought it was normal to take my child home. And when one of the doctors asked me, "Are you going to put your child in an institution?" I couldn't really understand what he was saying. And I asked him whether he was going to put his firstborn also in an institution. And there wasn't that much help, and I think that is one of the problems. You today we see all the Down syndrome people, and many of them are not that well developed, but because of at that stage the people didn't know that they could develop the way she did, and so many develop these days. So then one of the doctors put an ad in the paper and said we could bring a small babies and they would help us to stimulate them, because there was no help at all at that stage. Physiotherapy, speech therapy, no things like that. I had to stimulate her. And I like the way the people say, but I've got an education background. Yes, I studied zoology and chemistry and botany, so it didn't help me that much. I think the love of a parent is more important, and you don't need money. You just need time, and you need patience. So I took her to the doctor, and the doctor gave her one look. He was an older doctor, and he said, no, I'm not stimulating this child. She'll only eat. She'll reach the age of 20, perhaps, or even younger, and die, and reach the intellectual age of a 7-year-old. I'm not going to waste my time. So things like that happened, but I still... it didn't put me back, because I liked her. I really, really liked my little baby, and she was so beautiful. And I liked showing the people the baby, and when people looked at her, I actually wanted them to look, and I would say, look at this, this and this, and she is a Down syndrome. Yes, it's fine. So I raised her normally, but being who she is. I never deprived her of being a person with Down syndrome, but I gave her all the opportunities of a normal person. So I think we had that balance, because I really liked her.
I can see why, having read her book, because she's a really likable person. Cherie, I'd like to bring you into the conversation at this point, because your mom has loved you and fought hard for you to have opportunities that doctor, as misguided as he was, didn't think that you would ever be able to succeed with. You were mainstreamed in a regular school. You had the opportunity to be the best Cherie that you could be. What has it been like for you growing up knowing I am a little different from the people around me at school, but I know in myself I have a mom who loves me and wants me to be the best that I can be?
Some boys made fun of me because I looked different from them. That was one difficult thing of a school with only normal children. You might have problems fitting in. So I started to ask the boys whether they wanted my extra chromosome. And then they left me alone.
They left you alone. It must have been hard for you, Suzette, to hear Cherie come home from school and say that this has happened.
I'm very positive. So I told her, yes, many children are being labeled. And she must just walk on, and she must keep her head up. Her father used to say, walk tall. Go through this. And later the children chose her as class captain, and it went better. I didn't want her to go into fights. I didn't want her to become a person that's negative. I changed it into positive and said, well, luckily they see you. They didn't just pretend you don't exist. So it wasn't that bad for me, because I knew that was what life was 35 years ago.
Yeah, that issue of being seen is so important, Cherie. And I know it's something you speak about in your talks when you talk internationally, about the need to recognize you as you are for who you are, and not ignore the fact that people who are differently abled are part of our society too. You had a lot of support, not only from your mom and your dad, but also from your two sisters. Tell me a little bit about them.
Yes, I love my sisters because they taught me to never give up, and they also encouraged me for who I am.
Now, teaching you to never give up is something that, reading your book, a lesson that you learned well, because you decided quite early on that you wanted to work with children and you had this dream of becoming a teaching assistant.
Yeah, yeah.
There are many people who would have said, it can't be done, you won't manage the work, you shouldn't even try. But you did try. And despite the fact that it was difficult for you, you were at a college where the lectures were being given in English, which is not your first language. Mm. Plus, the work itself was difficult. It's difficult for anyone. How did you manage?
After leaving school, I went to a national technical college, and I was also the first and only person with Down syndrome to be accepted there. The classes were presented in English, which I could hardly understand at that stage, and we wrote 3-hour papers, which was set and marked nationally. No amendments were made to the course. I had to do what the other students did. I passed the NSEEK course, the highest qualification at the college, and was also awarded a special prize for being the first person with Down syndrome in the world who received a teacher's diploma without any special assistance. All the hard work was worthwhile.
How did you feel at that graduation ceremony when they handed you that diploma?
Sure. It was so wonderful. When I went on the stage, I thanked the Lord for making me my dream come true.
What was it like for you, Suzette? I mean, I know what it's like to be a parent sitting there watching my child go up to get a prize, but for you it must have been extraordinary.
When she restarted to study, I never really believed that she would finish. I sort of just gave her the chance. I always believed that she should get all the chances, but that she wouldn't always be able to cope with all the chances. So she started at the college and there were all these students and all cultures and all languages, and I thought, I wonder if she's going to cope. And every time she coped, I was so pleased. So every time she passed something, we focused on the one subject that she passed. But the afternoon that we went to get her last results and we saw that she passed everything, I really was very amazed, and I couldn't believe it. And I really thanked the Lord. But then that day when she went to the graduation ceremony, the diploma ceremony, I couldn't believe it, because I had to make her robe smaller. I had to adapt all her the little hat that she had to wear, and there my little girl went over the stage, and I just looked at that, and I really, really missed her dad that day, because none of us believed that she would do it. So to me it was just a very big bonus.
Cherie, what was it like after that to then be recognized as the ShopRite Checkers Woman of the Year in 2012? How did you feel when they announced your name?
One of the highlights of my life was when I was chosen as South Africa's Woman of the Year for the category Youth Movers a few years ago.
A highlight of your life, and it's not, of course, the only time you've been recognized, because you've gone on to travel the world speaking about Down syndrome and being an ambassador for people who have Down syndrome. I believe you've now gone to over 400 different conferences. Your list of travels, I am so jealous of. You have been to places that many of us only dream of going to. What do you like about traveling the world speaking as you do?
I can honestly not believe all the wonderful things I have been blessed with. I have been asked to do keynote speeches at conferences all over the world, like in New York and in Geneva addressing the United Nations, also in Chennai, India, in Jerusalem, Wales, Oxford University, Brighton in the UK, and in London. Last year I also spoke in Rome, where our suitcase, where everything we had was stolen from the train.
Oh, no.
That was a bad experience. But my mother said we were safe, so all was okay. In all these speeches, I thank the Lord for blessing me the way He does, and I got the only standing ovations. I think the Lord got the standing ovations, and I praise Him for that.
Cherie, what is the message that you speak about when you attend these conferences and give those speeches? What is it that you want your audience to learn from you?
A famous jazz pianist once said that there is no such thing as a false note. Some notes may sound false to us, But in reality, it just sounds different. Ladies and gentlemen, please, give people with disabilities the opportunities to be proud of their differences. My dream is for the world to become a place where the general population respects, encourages, and enables its disabled citizens to make a contribution in life, develop to their full potential, and feel that they have a purpose in life. Today, I can truly thank the Lord for making me exactly as I am, a person with Down syndrome.
Suzette, your daughter is amazing. I mean, I've got goosebumps and tears in my eyes listening to that. What you've just said of that vision, Cherie, you've said things about enabling disabled citizens to make a contribution, to develop their potential, to have a purpose in life. Your mom has been at your side making all of that possible for you, and you're very lucky to have had her. Suzette, you are lucky and Cherie is lucky to have had that bond. Not everybody has that opportunity. Is that something that in your work together and your speeches you want to try and change, that kind of support should be there for every child born with Down syndrome?
I think the first thing is she taught me much more than I could teach her. When she was born, I really thought I would teach this little girl everything I can. But it really changed around, and she taught me much more than any book or human being could have taught me in my life. And this morning, we were at a school, at the Pearl School, and there were a lot of children with different disabilities, and I looked at them and I felt so rich. I felt so blessed being between these people. They may be differently abled, but they have some magic and miracle around them. And yes, I would like all parents to love their children and to accept them, and grandparents, because sometimes the grandparents make it difficult for the parents. Just the whole society. Way back, people thought you must have committed some or other sin, and that is why you got these children. And nowadays we would say, no, we were blessed doubly. We are just so blessed to have these children. So if you look at us, don't feel sorry for us. You must just look at us and know and embrace differences between all people, not just between disabled people and normal, but all people. That is not does not fit into a box. She taught me we don't fit into the same box. And I would like all people to have that belief that we are all different.
That's such an inspirational message, and therefore all of us. I want to thank you both for sharing it with us today. Cherie, lovely to meet you. And I so enjoyed reading your book, Cherie, Just the Way I Am, which Cherie has co-written with Colleen Nordet. It is available in bookstores now, and it is really worth reading. Suzette, to you as well, thanks so much for being with us, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.